the rhetoric of choice is definitely there, I think, in new ways. So for women in previous decades, there often wasn't a choice about where they would be giving birth. It'd be either assumed that they would be giving birth at home, because that was the norm in many areas at the sort of beginning of the period I was looking at. So the decades after the war, if their home was considered a suitable place to give birth and they weren't considered medically at risk, then the norm was to give birth at home. Later on, the norm was to give birth in hospital. So by the 1970s, it's a tiny percentage of births that took place at home. So there was very little choice. Women would just give birth really where they were told, the common place for in the area that they lived in. Now there's definitely, as you said, far more rhetoric in terms of if women want to have a water birth. Home births are now back on the agenda since the early 1990s, when policies changed home births. There was a move to allow women to have home births again, which had really disappeared in the 1980s. This kind of stress that women should be able to choose between a consultant-led unit or a midwife-led unit. So the rhetoric of choice is certainly there. The reality, I think, does not really meet that ideal, partly because it's really the women who are most articulate and informed, who even know that they have those choices out there. For most women, when they're going through their antenatal care, they're not really told about the options that are available. So unless women have done the kind of their own research, they're not even really aware what the choices are. There's also very much a postcode lottery, so not all of those facilities are available to women in all areas. Home births are more common in some areas than others, and if you don't have an area where they're usually performed, then you don't really have that choice to have them. Or with the cuts and things going on at the moment, a lot of smaller units and sort of midwife-led units are being closed down. So if the unit in your area has been closed down, again, that's not really a choice that you can have. Recently it was said that women should be able to have an elective caesarean if they want. Women are supposed to be able to choose if they want to have an epidural. In reality, that's often, they don't actually receive those choices in terms of staffing levels, mean that there may not be an anaesthetist around to enable a woman to have an epidural, although she may want one. There may not be community midwives that are available to allow them to have a home birth, although she may want one. So sometimes the level of resources doesn't meet the rhetoric of choice either. And I think that's something that's becoming increasingly problematic with current cuts in the maternity services.